The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, May 19th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call today, as we do some analysis, the numbers to call today are 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. And of course, if you decide to call from the family island, the number is 242-300-5720. And for you guys who always text me, you can text me at the text line, the Guardian Radio text line powered by BTC at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Like I said earlier, we're going to be doing some analysis today. Not me. Glenn, but not me. I actually found someone who actually did an analysis already. And I said, I'm going to read that into the records and to allow my listening audience to hear it, to digest it, to respond to it. So for the past several days after the general election, everybody they met has been pontificating. They have an opinion on how things went, for the only African side, what went wrong for the PLP side, what went right for the general public, what happened, what the hell happened, right? And I said, I didn't want to, when you go just go overboard by spending too much time over analyzing things that already happened. The election come and gone, man. Let's move on to the next topic. The government is about to start. They already list all of their cabinet ministers. We're waiting on the chairmen now. We see the senators. You see the opening house is on Wednesday. It's going to be at Atlantis. If you go into Atlantis tomorrow, it'll be chaos. Don't go over the bridge. Just leave it alone. I just can't imagine where these people can park. But I'm glad that another hotel getting some business. I assume the other hotel is just busy. You know, things busy and they couldn't take advantage of that. Well, they would have had more parking at the other place. But I could only imagine what it's going to be for staff and those who live over the bridge for tomorrow. But it is what it is. And if you can, and you didn't get no tickets, unfortunately, PLP don't turn you down. Just show up. Just show up and say, man, I here to watch my prime minister. And they can let you sit down and eat some of the food. Yeah, PLP don't turn you down. Even though they say they have tickets. Just go. Dress up, though. But just go. But today, I'm going to read. So bear with me as I read some of this. There's a lot of reading I plan to do today. But this is worth listening to. This is worth participating in. So I expect you to call. To comment on the author of this analysis. And the author of this analysis is Dr. Ian Strawn from the University of the Bahamas. The author of this analysis is Dr. Ian Strawn from the University of the Bahamas. And a caveat, we know that Dr. Strawn prophesied is not a word. Guesstimate? No, that's not the word. Predicted. There you go. That more than likely the FNM would have won. He was dead wrong. I just want to get that out of the way. Because I know some of you call and say, no. But no, this particular analysis is being done as an academic. So I want you to appreciate the analysis and listen in. Now, I may have time to read one or two more critical analysis on the election. But this one, I thought, first being Dr. Ian Strawn, who does good work. He adds to the social commentary of the Bahamas. So this particular analysis will be picked up 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm sure, and be used as part of the the regular dialogue of what happened back then. So I said, let me read it to you, that you, if you didn't get to see it, because he posted it on social media. But anyway, let me start. That's too much rambling on. So the title is, so what the hell just happened? 10 things. Number one, nearly half of the voting age population has decided they don't give a damn who wins or loses. They've had it with parties and their empty promises. They can do bad all by themselves, and the politicians can kiss their black you-know-what. Number two, the PLP bought the election. And before people get mad or defensive, understand that they didn't put a gun to anybody's head. They found out what people wanted, and they gave it to them. While the FNM were promising relief in the future, the PLP delivered relief in the now through campaign spending. This is who we are. Some of us don't have it like that. I lost my place. This is who we are. Some of us don't have it like that. We ain't gonna change it. Jamaican political scientist Obika Gray calls it benefits by politics, or benefits politics. Number three, more people who felt they would benefit in the future or were benefiting sufficiently from the PLP's governance than believed their lot would improve under the FNM. Let me read that again. I didn't like how that sounded. More people who voted felt they would benefit in the future or were benefiting sufficiently from the PLP's governance than believe their lot would improve under the FNM. Number four, the FNM took too long to release their platform, and most importantly, too long to name candidates and get on the ground. They also refused to launch a serious youth mobilization effort, which needed to start in 2024, to be honest. Number five, the FNM didn't have anywhere near the funding the PLP had. It doesn't appear as if the traditional sources of funding under the Ingram were available to Mr. Pintad FNM or will ever be available again. It is probably the case that what remains of the Bay Street oligarchs and the Lifeaki friends are happy with the PLP. Number six, the FNM should have demanded Adrian Gibson's resignation years ago. His court case and the serious charges against him cast a shadow over the party and prevented the FNM from credibly calling out the PLP corruption. For years, they seem, and I lose my place again. Looking for it again. I'm reading it off of social media. When every time I touch something, it just disappears. So I'm reading number five again. So the FNM didn't have anywhere near the funding the PLP had. It doesn't appear as if the traditional sources of the funding under the Ingram were available to Pintad FNM or will ever be available again. It is probably the case that what remains of the Bay Street oligarchs and their Lifeaki friends are happy with the PLP. Number six, the FNM should have demanded Adrian Gibson's resignations years before. His court case and the serious charges against him cast a shadow over the party and had prevented the FNM and keep on erasing and prevented the FNM from credibly calling out the PLP corruption. For years, they seemed terrified of the actual word corruption. It was more important for the FNM to be loyal to Gibson than to oppose the PLP optimally. Fatal choice. The Maestroan incident did not electrify the public, and how could it, with Gibson being one of the people being hauled off by the police? He is innocent until proven guilty, but it was a terrible look. Turnquest,
And it disappeared. Where did it go? 1 minute for me, as I look for it, every time I touch it, it just disappears. Turnquist and Sands were made to resign for far, far less. Number seven, the FNM did not present a slate that excited the population. And despite his in-party success, the obvious command of a salient issues facing the nation, the leader was unable to mirror, excite, and inspire behemoths. Despite his working-class roots, he lacked working-class appeal, which Minnis and Ingram both had. This will remain the FNM's Achilles heel for the foreseeable future and may even cause their ultimate disintegration. Number eight, the PLP thought of almost everything. Their strategy was a five-year one. It started with buying out the best reporters and ensuring the Adrian Gibson case lasted 5 years. It involved strategically timed selected infrastructural developments and also $500 million in no-bid contracts to friendlies, who no doubt paid it forward to the election war chest. And it involved making it rain during election season so all the crabs would come out and their homes and vote. Number nine, the PLP outflanked the FNM in Grand Bahama. I don't mean by this that they won more seats. I mean that they won the moral high ground. Grand Bahamians hate the port, and the PLP went for the port's throat. The FNM could only look weak and compromise after, bring it up again, one minute for me as I get it up one more time. The FNM could only look weak and compromise after the ballsy PLP gamut. Number 10. The COI and other independents were FNM kryptonite, and I believe probably financed in part by the PLP. Minnis himself may have funded some of these candidates. We like campaign secrecy, so we'll never know. Lincoln Bean's main mission for 4 years was to embarrass and show up Mr. Pintad. It worked. The COI also, despite some of their extreme views, had the advantage of never being in government and never having promised the moon and delivered the moon reflected in a muddy puddle like the Minnis FNM had. When the FNM tried to steal the COI's thunder by going in hard on immigration, it backfired, exchanging thousands of Bahamians with immigrant roots. So here we are, 5 more years with the PLP's motivation to be transparent, to exercise physical discipline, to share the pie more evenly, to be less arrogant. LOL. They have no such motivation, and trust me, they will lose no sleep at all worrying about who disapproves of their methods. Everything they did worked. Checkmate. So anyway, that was a Facebook post by Dr. Ian Strawn. Like Facebook posts, you know, it's cut and paste like that. And of course, when you touch it, it disappears. So that's why I had a breakup right there. I see we have some callers. I want to know your input on that in terms of why the PLP won, why the FNM lost. I wanted to have your feedback on that, on what you think happened. Let's go to the first caller. Guardian Radio, AMU Live. Go ahead, caller.
As usual, CA and the Nation, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm okay, and you okay. What about option 12? None of the above.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying that's right, the PLP winning the election had nothing to do with anything you mentioned just now. The problem is with the FNM, right? The FNM spent the last 3.5 to 4 years trying to disassociate themselves with Dr. Minnis and arguing with Dr. Minnis, and arguments became spilled on the public and became extremely nasty. So it made the FNM party seem as though that they're not united. So people, remember, right? PLP people rarely vote against the party, you know. FNMs normally vote PLP. PLP people rarely, you find a rare occasion that a PLP person switch votes. So the FNM party, right? All the dirt and everything between Dr. Minnis just became nasty. And it just became disgusting at some point, where the people felt as though that the whole party in itself wasn't united, and it wasn't about to ride with the FNM.
So you
realize, right, the PRP party actually did not have to even have those last two conventions to even win the election, you know.
So you're saying that the FNM lost because of the disorganization of the party and the infighting?
The FNM lost because the FNM beat the FNM.
Okay, now you're changing it. I'm trying to understand why the FNM lost.
You gave a narrative
of the infighting.
They had an infighting for 4 years.
So now let's go back again to the summary. You're saying that the FNM lost because of the infighting and the appearance of them being disunified.
Yes. You realize that we had Dr. Sars on the show, I think about a year ago, right? I asked him about it. I said that you realize that the public perception, it isn't even that the fact that they might not be fighting, though, but the perception that the party is not united becomes a problem.
Okay. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Let's move to the next caller. Let's get some insight on what they think. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good morning, my blessed Bahamas. I want to make one or two comments, speak to most of these members of parliament, the ones who I respect, because I don't worship man and woman. You know, in our country, it's in chaos. But see, my thing is this, right? I spoke to Michael, it's a Michael man, it's in the man. You need to try to get the party together. I say, they talk bad with Sir Lyndon Pillen, they talk bad with Papa, they talk bad with Mr. Christie, but at the end of the day, they do it united. And people, educate people saying, if you see the former prime minister like that, imagine the ordinary Joe Blue. I spoke to Dwayne Clark. I said, Dwayne, you need to get yourself together, man. Call the media, all the MCMs, everybody, all the foot soldiers. Put the phones from inside the thing, man, and cuss up one another. After you come to that meeting, everybody's supposed to be on one level. That's what strong leaders do. You don't run card care members of the group, tell everybody, carry backside. You don't do that, my brother. You see, yes, everybody got one vote, et cetera, et cetera. But some people got influence 10, 15, 20,000 people. You see, that's treaty split. That's what people does. And like you say, the PRB have their end of stuff, you know, but they row and they go, they row the customer. At the end of the day, they get into the PRB. But the FNMs, they find every 4 years in the world, they don't go to the poll. Every Jesus Christ fall. So now you got another 5 years in the wilderness. Keep crying, keep stuck in your wounds. Keep stuck in your wounds. See, I got some children, and they say, Daddy, I ain't getting votes, you know. All the young people who I got to know, they say, superstar, I ain't getting votes. The people mad with both the PRB and the FNM, you know. What's this trend? This is the worst time in the history of the Bahamas. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
The Caribbean, the world was emulating the Bahamas because our worst time would be like 90%. So this is telling politicians something. Some of you are going just skinny and coming looking fat. I was putting.
You there? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio M. You're live. Call you there. Responding to Ian Strong, Dr. Ian Strong's posts on social media. Let's go to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you there?
Good day. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Oh, awesome. And good day to the nation. Mr. Nuri, I listened to that reading that you did, and that gentleman is so lost in the wilderness. He has no idea what he talks about.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I could tell you, Mr. Nuri, by the way, my name is Bradley Kemp. I'm the National Vice Chair for Logistics of the Progressive Liberal Party. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you, Mr. Nuri, the machinery that we put down from our logistic team, I mean, I hear people making noise about the monies, what was spent, and who got paid this and who got paid. That's a bunch of nonsense, man. People came out and they work because they chose progress. People volunteered their time. I mean, people came out and they went home and got 2 hours sleep and was right back on the field and everything. Listen,
Mr. Kemp, Dr. Strong mentioned that the PLP was a well-oiled machine and they had a good campaign. You saying that didn't have anything to do with the election? You said that he was completely wrong with that?
Say that again?
Dr. Strong said that PLP had a well-oiled machine. And that
no, he's right about. He's absolutely right about that.
Remember, you started and said that he was. You said he was absolutely wrong. So I just was trying to find out what part was he wrong.
About 90% of the things that he was saying, he was wrong about. You know.
He also said that the PLP part,
he is absolutely right.
He also said, one minute, Mr. Kemp. He also said that the PLP seemingly outspent the the FNM. Was he wrong with that?
I guess he's right about that also.
So far, everything right I called, what you said, he... Hold on,
I'm
just trying to go through everything to make sure I understand
okay,
what you disagree with.
I totally agree with the outspending part because I can tell you the FNM put some money on the ground.
Yes.
They did.
Yeah, we know they put some money on the ground.
Now, Rick Fox had just under $5 million
spend.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget.
Yes, I hear you. He also said that the FNM had a lot of infighting. You saying that he was wrong with that too?
Well, I don't think the infight played as much because I just simply thought that, you know, the lies and the deceit and trying to, you know, they just threw anything at the Bahamian people, expecting the Bahamian people to buy into all of those lies and stuff. But Bahamian people have sense. They have common sense and they can see straight through a lot of the things that they were doing. And I believe, more so than the end fight, I believe the lies and the deceit that they were just throwing at the Bahamian people just for a victory, I believe that played a bigger part.
Mr. Kemp, he also said that the FNM did not present a slate of excitable... You say he's wrong with that too? So far, everything he says, you're agreeing with. I'm just saying, you come on and say he's wrong. Completely wrong. You say absolutely wrong, 100%. And you, everything I call, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, look, you're saying, yes, you're right, yes, you're right, yes, you're right.
What I'm simply saying is, the things that he mentioned, yes, some of it played a part, but I don't think that we can just go ahead and say, okay, these are the reasons why the FNM lost. The FNM did not, I mean, those reasons, yeah, they're valid reasons. And everything, and yes, we can go ahead and speak to them, but I wouldn't give it that much of a part to the point to where, okay, this is why they lost.
So you're saying all of them...
There are a myriad of reasons why the FNM lost and everything, and people are just trying to take away from those real reasons.
So you're saying that you agree with all the reasons... You can change it. However, you're saying that there are more.
Yes,
you're saying, but there's more reasons. Okay. I was just making sure, trying to understand what you were saying. And now I do understand what you're trying to say, that you agree with all of them, but just that you have some more reasons that you can add to the list.
Well, you can say that.
Okay.
You can say that.
I appreciate
it. I think there are more bigger reasons that we can add.
Yes.
Okay? Bigger reasons.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Excellent, man. I appreciate your contribution with that. Let's go back to the callers there. Guardian Radio AM, you live? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Mr. Nuri, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm good, yeah. But the PLP, they run on their record.
Yes.
That was the key, mm-hmm. right? And with the both leaders of the party, I think Mr. Davis resonated more with the people than Pentire.
Okay.
Because Pentad was basically spewing a lot of nonsense, what he was talking about, and didn't have no facts. You know, especially with the figures, what he was coming up with, it didn't have no facts.
Mm-hmm.
And his supporters knew that what he was talking, he wasn't making no sense, he didn't have no facts. And they refused to tell the emperor that he was naked.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Mr. C. Allen Johnson, I used to call him Mr. Google, because he believed he knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't never bash Mr. Pentad or say anything negative about Mr. Pentad, even though he know that Mr. Pentad was talking garbage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the PLP had programs in place would generate what young people is basically mostly involved with.
It resonated with
and,
them.
You know, once you get the young people on your side, you automatically get the family on your side.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I understand.
You know, they run a perfect campaign. You can't take that away from them.
Dr. Strong mentioned that they ran a near-perfect campaign too. They thought
yeah, man,
he said
even
they,
the place of campaign, even with
he
the,
said
even
they
with
thought the PLP
the
thought about everything.
Yeah, right. Even the program they have with the young youth. Mm-hmm. I mean, and man, because I know a gentleman, he was home. Didn't have nothing to do. He got involved with the National Youth Program.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman now is a certified in his field
mm-hmm.
with 12 certificates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You think his family can go against the PLP?
I understand.
And they had like 6 votes ideals.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
So it's effing them just got to get themselves together, man. Stop just talking a bunch of nonsense.
I agree with you.
All right.
Thanks very much. Let me read this text and continue with the phone lines. Say, thanks, CA, for putting the PLP man in check. He ended up making himself sound so ridiculous. No, he just needed to flesh out what he meant. And I was just trying to appreciate that that he agreed with Ms. Dr. Strawn, but he just wanted to add more to the list and said that the list is not complete. And I understood that. This text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Our people are gullible and lovers of things. They could have easily been persuaded with money. They were offered, God help us. There were also a major discrepancy with our parliamentary register. I think money played in it. The PLP was well equipped, right? I remember early in the campaign, the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and the director of communications were cajoling their staff. You can't be asking for money. You're supposed to be wanting to support the party, right? It's basically frowning upon this demand that they must be paid to campaign. When the campaign started, I think that was thrown to the side. Okay, let's go back to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
You know, I'm listening to your debate this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what needs to be said, though, right? I read this morning papers. You know, you have a sitting member of parliament who met with a drug person in the House Assembly.
I heard that, caller. Caller, let's go back and forth.
Deal with.
Hey, caller, I heard that, but I don't believe
it. Right? No.
I'm talking back to you. I said, I don't believe that happened. Go ahead.
Say what?
I don't believe that happened.
But why do you think the papers were posted that?
The papers posted what the Americans said.
That's what the Americans said?
Yeah. And the papers posted, said this is what the Americans are saying, but they juggled names. They ain't give no information. And they say, I don't believe it. Now the question is, who do you believe more?
I believe it was posted in the paper.
The paper, again, said what the Americans said. The question is, who do you believe more? Do you believe the Americans?
I believe that.
Okay. Now, mind you, a lot of people prefer to believe foreign over local. I just say, bring the evidence to me.
I want to say something again.
Did they call any names? Hold on. Money, no, let's go back and forth. Did they call any names?
They called the sitting member of parliament.
What is sitting member of parliament name? Don't call a name. Don't call a name. But did they? I didn't see in the paper. They printed any name. Let me say it that way. Did they print any name in the
I newspaper? Saw a photo of a sitting member of parliament.
You saw a photo?
Yes.
Okay. I see the photo, what you're talking about, but it didn't have nothing to do with saying that that's the same name on the envelope or anything. But I don't want you to get me in problems and then Erica calling me saying anyway, I'm suggesting anything.
My thing is, again, money played a very important in this election with the PLP. Money played a very important role for them.
What happened to the FNM money?
The monies what the FNM had could never compare what the PLP spent.
I hear you. Thanks very much. And we need to find out, once upon a time, they used to call the FNM the rich party. They had the White Knights party, the money. They got donation from all the Bay Street and all the old oligarchy. And it looks like the oligarchy either move towards the PLP and making donations there, or they keeping their money to themselves, right? Because we know that the PLP getting funded. But that's not here and there. Let's continue with the analysis. Let's go back to the callers, or I have to go back to the text line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Hey, what's happening to you?
Rachel, man, how you doing?
Okay, good, good. Listen, one of the fundamental things that I'm noticing, right,
mm-hmm.
is, and there's nothing wrong with, but one of the fundamental things I'm noticing is that the opposition followers and leaders and all of those other folks, you know, they are looking at all the wrong reasons why they lost. And not looking at the internal reasons why they lost.
But Dr. Strawn mentioned the internal reason. Give me some internal reasons why they lost. And let's see. 1 minute. And let's see if they echo if they echo the same thing that Dr. Strawn already mentioned.
I don't know if Dr. Strawn is FNM or PLP or whatever it is.
We have him as a university person, intellectual, doing
analysis. I know who he is.
Yes.
But what I'm actually trying to say is this. I think they are still in the blame mode and not the self-reflection mode. And as long as they stay in the blame mode and not do a self-reflection, they have not learned anything. That's just like disciplining a child.
So you are saying that the FNM lost because they are in a self-reflection, not in a
blame mode. They're not in self-reflection. They're not even looking at themselves.
No, so you say, you are saying that because they were blaming people, they did not win the election. That's what you're saying?
I'm sorry?
Because they were in the blame mode, blaming people, that's why they didn't win the election. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons why, because they were not focused. They didn't have a focused campaign letting people know in detail what it is that they are about.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, and I'm talking about even now, I'm talking about mainly when I said they're not in self-reflective mode, it's the election is over, and they're looking at every outside, I'm talking about from the supporters straight up,
I agree with you with that.
And not looking internally and saying, look, you know, we got some things to work on inside here. Seriously.
However,
and I always remember.
We are concentrating on why they lost, not with how they're doing now. No.
I had a college professor that once said, you know what he said?
Go ahead.
That everything begins and falls with leadership.
Yes.
And if you don't realize that, and they obviously haven't realized that yet. To the point where you can make decisions 3-4 days over or after leadership after the election.
So you
and you don't realize that everything begins and falls with leadership.
So
and the leadership don't even recognize that.
So you're saying that the FNM lost based on leadership and that Mr. Davis was a more attractive leader than Mr. Pintat.
I'd say that any day.
Okay. See, I understand that. Thank you very much.
I make that no secret.
Thank you very much, caller. And the very idea, and I think I mentioned it on a previous show, the very idea that they had Mr. Davis' picture in the background as part of the campaign resonated with a number of people. Where the whole campaign is that they're safe with Brave. Not safe with the candidate. They're safe with Brave. And that I believe that's one of the reasons why the PLP won or why the FNM lost. Let's read this. Say, Mr. Nureen, you put Mr. Kemp under the school bus. You need to get some help to lift that bus off him. He must be hurting. Oh, Lord. I say, this one said, did you mention that Dr. Strong predicted an FNM win? I started off with that. Now he is explaining why they didn't win. Make it make sense. He have a different perspective now as he coming not from an FNM supporter or an analysis. He's doing analysis of what went wrong. So I did do a caveat on that before I started. This says, Johnny two times, Julian DeWitt, Garth, will all lose the game of distraction. You can't win against someone who got all the receipts. And that American don't believe got receipts with video of those receipts. LOLC, Cecil, we believe the Americans. Gardner was found on a plane with $30,000. I heard he's have $30,000 on him all the time. In tightly packed bills held in an envelope with a sitting MP's name. I do not know if a sitting MP name is on that. They could have just said that. Until they give me the name and show me the envelope, I don't believe it. I just said that's just me. This is easy for the police or commissioner to investigate. How can they investigate if the people then refuse to give him the name? They refuse. Just like the name with the other case in the States with the police officer. Who's saying they just refuse to give the name. But history shows, they say all kind of things. They even say black people is 3/5 human. See, I can't believe everything they say. I'm just saying, show me the proof. The house has records and the airport got records. The politician got a bank account. I say, if you suspect whoever the politician is, I say, call the name. Let's investigate it. But without the name, I can't investigate nobody. Let's go to the callers. Guiding Radio AM, you live, caller. Kermit, press that button there. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm Nuri. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank you. And good afternoon to the nation. A few things I want to hit on today, please. naturally, what you're talking about now and what the Guardian is carrying today in its papers regarding this whole matter with the investigation and the alleged claims coming out of the U.S., right? You can hear me?
Yeah, man, go ahead. Waiting for you to do your 5 minutes.
And good morning to the nation. Look, initially, the PLP, the party that I love and support, we won the wrong wicket. We won the wrong wicket, Cecil, okay? The wicket that we were on initially was with regards to making a surplus, turning a surplus in a budget, right? For the first time in our recent history, right? We moved away from that, Cecil. We moved away from that not swiftly, eventually, but strongly once we did, right? We won the wrong message initially. There were a few voices crying out in the wilderness with regards to the messaging and with regards to the fiscal wicket. I was one of them. I was one of a few, a small few, right, Cesar? And of course, you become unpopular when you step out against the majority. But if you have integrity and if you have character, then you take a stand, right? And you stand for what you believe in, right? We focus heavily on our messaging as it relates to our accomplishments, right? At some point, because it wasn't like that, right? The prime minister then took the charge in terms of the tone that he took with the nation. It changed dramatically, and everyone else's tone under him had to follow thereafter. That's when we began our victory, our real victory trail, if you want to talk specifics. Cecil, we wrecked the ground with opportunities for Bohemians moving away from that fiscal talk that we were promoting. That's when we began to make the change, the real change that impacted people's cabinets, refrigerators, and pockets or bank accounts in some instances. Right, Cecil?
I'm here. Go ahead, man.
The only thing, Cecil, that let me add this last part, right? Because there are many others, but I'm just going on nuggets right now for the sake of conversation. The prime minister is well-loved.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen and respected as a humble man, right? Regardless of some of the personalities around and around the way. His personality is what helped large and in part to save an election loss at the polls, right, Cesar? And when he stepped up and he began to speak in a specific tune with a specific message, that changed the whole mood, Cecil, along with being in a position to truly more so empower Bohemian business people in the country, small and medium-sized in particular.
And Antoine, right? I agree with all of that. I want you to comment on the newspaper now.
Yeah, on the newspaper, Cecil. Listen, I didn't want to say it yesterday because let me tell you what I recognize, Cecil. So many people are just looking for an opportunity to say, we gotcha. We gotcha now, PRP government. You're lacking. You're failing. You're bringing disgrace. So many people are looking for that opportunity, Cecil. Whenever that opportunity appears to present itself, even if you present a strong message of reason and intelligence, even if it's grounded in the law, people will dismiss that because they're so caught up in that. We got your PLP, you're lacking. But listen to me, Cecil. On the grounds of the House of Assembly, and what is alleged is only alleged, as you pointed out, right? Until it's actually proven. And that's what I was saying all yesterday. But further to that, Cecil, what I wanted to really add is this. On the grounds of the House of Assembly, not any and everybody can go and record them, Cecil. Okay? Those are protected grounds, Cecil. Okay? Those are grounds where there's privilege, Cecil, especially for the members of the House of Assembly, Cecil. And don't get me wrong. Let me add this caveat. What I'm saying here, don't get me wrong. If someone is guilty of committing
treasonous or treacherous act on the grounds of Parliament, they ought to be held accountable. But at the same time, Cecil, you cannot dismiss the other realities. Parliament is protected. There's laws guarding and protecting what comes, okay. What goes in and what comes out of Parliament, Cecil. Can you hear me, Cecil?
And I appreciate you, Antoine. I got more callers, but I appreciate your point. I appreciate your
Cecil,
point.
Cecil, can I end with one more point, please?
One more point, Antoine.
Thank you very much, Cecil. Listen to me, please, people in the nation. Allow for your reasoning and not a haughtiness just to pursue the peer. This is our government, okay? We have a foreign agent from a federal agency from another sovereign region just willy-nilly hopped into our parliament and recorded. Something has got to be wrong with that. Thank you for the opportunity, Cecil.
Until I had a recording, the recording don't listen. Don't exist. That's what he's saying. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Bring the evidence. I had a doubt in Thomas. You got to show me your hands. I got to see the nail or you ain't the Christ. I just saying. Okay. The Afrinim should join the COI if they want to beat the PLP. Let's read this text. Says, if my memory serves me correctly, one of the qualities touted for the current commissioner was her investment and decades of practicing as an investigator. If she is unable to take the overwhelming list of clues and launch an investigation and require someone to come and give her a name to do something, laziest investigator in history, I see why people still running red lights all over the place. I don't think the U.S. has finished their investigation. If they did, they was going to produce the name. And since they haven't produced the name, they are behind the eight ball. I say produce the name. And Torn thinks the undercover DA agent walk in and say, hey, y'all, I want to run this camera while we talk. I got to see the video. Show me the video. Mr. Nuri, tell these PLPs, stop trying to figure out the F&M business. There is more to governing than paying salaries. They need to figure out why the PMH patients buying their own bedpans. Goodman's Bay is filthy and the grass is high. Potholes are all over the place causing accidents. Rows of streetlights are off. Rows of streetlights are off. If you're going on the airport road, if you're going on Howard Road, you're going out east, there's whole sections that is just no light. Antoine, we are not looking for an opportunity. We live here, and we are well acquainted with these persons. The streets talks, and everyone don't live like you in your little glass house, oblivious to everything that is hurting the Bahamian people, because you choose party over country. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller. Go ahead, caller. Let me press this. Oh. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Sir, good day. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hello?
You're live. Go ahead.
Yes. You know, Don, right? Maybe you don't go to the store. You're talking about people's pocketbook. You know, every store you go, you go to the health store, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't find money to spend, you know? And what the PRP has done is won election, you know, what they did, what they've done is be more conservative. They was progressive in being conservative. You know what I mean? Yeah, progress. They did progress in conservatism, but no progress in progressiveness. They're not socialists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clinton Pennon was a democratic socialist. That's what progressive is about. You see, and there's our problem. You see, they what they done? They privatized everything. I see they're done. They did the job that Hubert Ingraham started, privatizing them. You understand? So people know that, and with only 60,000 of how many thousand people we have in the balance right now? 300,000-400,000. You understand what I'm saying? Voters for them. And what's going on with the numbers? You understand? They get all the gaming.
And I appreciate you, Colin. Right? This text says, I believe the Americans, the locals, lie too much. The lady on the plane called Mr. Kinsley Smith's name about 100 times on the international news station. And the local news says that the flight was chartered by Mr. Smith. There's no denying that. But he chartered so anyone who was coming to leaving Grand Bahama or Abaco and wanted to vote in Grand Bahama could come on the plane.
So that, there's no denying that. The issue is what one has to do with the other. Until you bring the evidence, I say, hey, I just don't know. Let's go to this caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Skilla.
Hey, Skilla.
Look here. I want to find out something, right, Siri? Now, I hear them talking about this thing. Hello?
You hear me live. Go ahead.
Okay. When they say in the House of Assembly, right, an MP, right, why everybody jumping on the PLV? Like you say, they didn't call no name. They allegedly, right? Why are they jumping on the PLV? And you have FNM MPs in there too? Hello?
Until they call a name,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't believe it.
That's what I'm saying, right? That's why I like I with you. If they are calling name, why the Bohemian people jumping on the PLP? That's what I'm saying. They ain't call no name. Because you remember now, it's more than the PLP in the House Assembly. Yeah, the FNM in the House Assembly too, as MPs. And the thing about it couldn't happen this year. That within this thing up, they probably talking about something must be the last administration, right? Mm. But the House Assembly ain't open yet. The House Assembly been closed now for what? Almost 2-3 months?
Mm.
Hello?
I listen.
So that's what they say. So why these people them is so serious with you? I don't believe it.
Okay.
I believe it's just a bunch of
fish. Nothing wrong with fish. Cash your net wide and see what you capture. But until they call a name, they say, what's not to believe? The DEA don't play games like our uninformed branches or our uniform branches. This info was only disclosed because the main suspect the investigation surrounded was finally apprehended. Follow the New York indictment. It's all connected, hence the reference of the politician as Politician 1. I did notice Politician 1, because that means there must be a Politician 2 and a Politician 3. I found that entertaining. But until they produce a name, see, I watch Malcolm X. I watch Martin Luther King. I see what the CIA and the DEA does do, especially in black communities. I ain't buying it. You got to show me the name. I know how you get plotted on. No. Show me the name. I buying it. Efficient. Go ahead, caller. Let's put this caller before we go on the commercial break. This last caller before the commercial break. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, good morning, CA.
Good morning.
Yeah, I listened to all of the spin doctors who are coming on this radio and spinning this thing and then throwing those trying to make this thing political. You know, I want to say something. This act that was allegedly committed by a sitting member of parliament, that's on the borderline of treason, okay? You're talking about our parliament. And I can care which side of the political divide it falls on. I still believe that this issue right here is bigger than any individual or individuals involved. Let's clear that up. And this is no time now for no partisan politics. If I were prime minister, I would ask every single member of parliament to swear under oath that was in them. That's what I would do. But this is a serious, serious, serious indictment on our country, and we cannot risk our international reputation being besmirched for a greedy few.
I find behemoths allow people to talk with them any kind of way. I say produce a name. If they have a charge like that, saying a member of parliament didn't host assembly, the first thing I would have done, I asking no member of parliament to swear. I asking the American authorities, give me the name. Don't blot it out. Give me the name so I can deal with this immediately.
You think they're reading on us?
They won't give no one no name. I don't believe the name exists. They won't give no one no name. I just don't.
Okay, you may not believe it's this way, but I'll say this to you.
Go ahead.
If there is a particular name or individual involved in this matter, mm-hmm. which I strongly believe,
mm-hmm.
they will be taking a dangerous chance going down to Parliament tomorrow to be sworn in. I hope those U.S. Marshal and federal agents in this country swoop them up and fly them out of this country, because not all of us support that nonsense.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I hear you.
I hear you.
But we'll see if any one of them will be missing.
We can see.
We'll see if anyone will be missing tomorrow downtown. And that's fair, isn't it?
Let's take this commercial break. I got a show just on this article by itself and all these conspiracy about the CIA and the FBI and DEU and DEA swooping down in the Bahamas to kidnap members of parliament and take them into the United States, especially with no name. No, man. That don't happen. I said, produce the name. Let me know who the name is so I can say, hey, we can interview this fellow. We'll be right back.
Bruh, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day here, Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns. I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your...
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Okay, let me quickly run through this and then go to see if I get... Oh, this could be quick. So, Mr. Nuri, I add the following to Dr. Strawn's points on the FNM loss, the miscalculation of the electorate apathy. They banked on the historical trend that Bahamians merely vote governments out rather than in, leading to a bare minimum campaign effort that backfired. Lack of leadership, resonance. The party leader failed to connect with the wider electorate, including a significant segment of the FNM-owned traditional base. The return of swing voters, former PLP supporters who crossed over in 2017 alongside coalition of independent COI voters from 2021, return home to the PLP to align with a message of progress. That message of progress was strong, by the way. Failed job interview. The party treated the campaign like a job interview, but failed to show the employees, the Bahamian electorate, any sense of creativity, innovation, vision, purpose, and passion. Internal disrespect and backlash, poor treatment of their own party stalwarts, including former prime minister, past ministers, core supporters, alienated the very people whose shoulder they stood in. That was good too, Dexter. Can I squeeze this last one in? Let me squeeze this last person in and give him 30 seconds, man. Go ahead, caller. You had 30 seconds on me. I gotta go. You taking advantage of the 30 seconds? No? Then run the music. And let me read the last text. Did you miss the part where Wayne Monroe say he nor anyone he knows asks about any name? So apparently they know or don't want to find out. We'll wait and see. I don't believe the DEA, COI, whatever the people in them name, have any names. If they did, they was going to supply it. This happened in October 2024 in Parliament. People jumping on the PLP because this same politician promised to use the government planes, airports, vehicles, and personnel. That's a politician in power with power. LOL, y'all would ask Jesus to prove that a hole in his side from a sword. Maybe he was born like that. Like I said, if it's Jesus, you got to show me his hands. Well, ain't him. CA, Ephraim's only do badness every 10 years, not yearly. Okay. Let's see if this text. Why would the Americans lie? We all believe the Americans. Anton is a man on the inside. Sounds like he heard the tape. I believe there is a tape and good lock up all the traitors to this country. Anyway, that's the end of the show. It's now 12:01. Can I read anymore? This text, since Kermit distracted. Half of them lost because the prime minister was smart enough not to have a dialogue with the leader of the opposition, a dialogue that was part of a dynamic that was expected. Mr. Bean inserted himself into a dialogue and was able to rise to prominence. However, if he had encouraged a dialogue between the leaders, he may have gotten more votes and a possible seat. If the dialogue had happened, the prime minister would have lost. That's an interesting post, too. Anyway, I have some more texts. I was trying to run. CA, y'all expect the FBI to blow their entire 20-year case and y'all could just complain and gossip? They shouldn't have mentioned it then if they wasn't prepared. They could have been quiet and finished their investigation, then mention it. They mentioned it for a reason. Nearly in Junkanoo terms, the banner, the theme, and it was different from the costumes. The lead costume, Papa Speeches, was made from old newspapers and totally off theme. Three, the dances and the music lines look and sound like they never practiced the music breakdown in Russell Square. That's why the FSM lost. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a beautiful day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.